No problem. Palika is up there now learning how to cook from her. Palika has gone up there to learn cooking from her, and then she will come back and instruct the cooks in L.A.
Palika wrote one letter saying that she wanted, her husband took sannyas, isn't it?
Yes, Bhavananda.
Yeah, she wanted to stay at that farm. She wrote a long time.
She's staying at the press now. She works at the press, Palika.
Palika.
Yes. She's transcribing all of the tapes of you lecturing back from 1966 all the way to the present. We're going to have an archive. We want to get every word that you say while you're here.
So, Jamaraj Ashram, how far?
Ashram?
From Los Angeles?
About 1,000 miles, right?
It's closer to San Francisco. Very far. Perhaps 1,000 miles. Perhaps 1,000 miles because Los Angeles is on the southern portion of California, the southern half. And Oregon is... Remember we went to Portland? It's Portland, and then we drove across to Eugene that one day. You did a program there. Shamsundar was driving very fast. I was in the car that day. And it's more or less in that area of Eugene, I believe. So it's somewhere in between, around there, that area, Portland.
Near Portland.
Yes, it's Oregon. And Portland is a
yes,
horizontal state.
Oregon, so. I remember.
She mentioned she would like to come, but because there's only two of them there, and they're taking care of the deities, and they don't have much money, they may not be able to. She would like to come to see you.
Money, we can send some money.
But then she was wondering who would take care of the deities.
No, you can go there. See how they do.
I don't know if they... I don't know what kind of facilities they'll have there, though, Srila Prabhupada.
No facility. What facility? You're not for facility. You're for service.
I know that.
At least you'll get some good cooking. At least you'll get some good cooking.
Not this.
We don't know if there's a road up to the house or anything, really. Some farms, you know, they don't have roads up to the houses. We just don't know what the situation is. We have to make some inquiry first. I do know anything about it. I don't know.
Chad Thurston was here, man. He's in England.
Yeah, we can perhaps find out in Los Angeles a little bit more. I can write one letter to Julian.
Palika will be back.
So I'll write and ask them what the situation of their farm is.
You're back in India in Spain, right?
Yeah.
No man is allowed there, right?
So far I know, they're trying to remain completely free from any men whatsoever.
Not good.
You know, in Los Angeles, Palika and Jadarani both have cut all their hair. Palika and Jadarani have both cut all their hair off.
That's good. Vedic system. Those who are husbandless, they should not dress attractively to attract the attention of another man. It is very difficult situation for the Western.
Vishaka will be coming here to photography for BTG. She'll be here soon.
It appears, though, that her farm is not growing very much.
There's no need of grain.
Because there was two of them before and still two. They're not expanding at all.
Perhaps I wrote to them not to expand.
But they haven't expanded at all.
What is the use of expanding?
No women perhaps want to stay there, I don't know.
Yeah, there is couples, pastor it. But she is maintaining.
Apparently.
Did you picture is nice?
Yes, flowers I think.
Tapasa brahmacharya, this is the beginning of spiritual life. Yesterday I have explained one verse, how Lord Ramchandra comes.
On the tape, I'm not quite there yet. I've only done about a third of it so far. I'm on that verse where Krishna's his body is described, I think it's the 12th or 13th verse. Krishna's body is described as the universe. He's the oldest, and there was one word, datte.
Datte. Datte.
What is that? Because I couldn't pick it up.
Datte means maintaining.
Datte asya.
There is one verse how the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to teach the human society. As Lord Ramchandra, as Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have come to that?
Not yet. I'll be doing that today. Finishing.
I think one copy of that explanation may be given with the letter of Bajaj.
Okay.
This is concerned manufacturing. Now they are holding this conference on account of me. Because there are so many rascals, they have interpreted Bhagavad Gita in so many ways, but they could not do anything. And here, our propaganda is going on all over the world.
Yes.
So they are a little ashamed.
Are they genuinely ashamed, or are they...
Genuinely. They see, who cares for us?
There's some men in Bombay, they have a conference, Gita Prachar conference.
That Bajaj is a very rich man, and this son of very important man of Gandhi's contemporary. Vinoba Bhave and his father, Gandhi, they were working together. His father's name was Jamunalal Bajaj, a very rich man. He joined Gandhi's movement and was financing the movement. So this man is also very big. A rich man in Bombay, very big factory of electrical, what is called?
Light bulbs.
Huh?
Light bulbs.
No.
Appliances.
Electrical. This fan, plug.
Appliances.
Mm-hmm. Appliances, yeah. Very big factory in India. Table fan, ceiling fan. All kinds of appliances, stove, they have got very big fan. Mm-hmm. He is the proprietor. He is our life member. He came to see me. Is it not possible to coordinate? I am ready. The same thing I am ready.
Your Divine Grace is already doing. Why don't they just join our society?
And they have got this rascal interpretation. Even Gandhi did. That is intelligent.
Why do they want to develop a separate society, Gita Prachara Conference, or their separate work, when they can simply support our work, which is doing it already?
He's organizing. He's trying to organize. That's why not combine. Any moment it can be done, but this rascal is not able. They stick their own foolishness. It will never be successful. Misinterpreting on the words of Krishna, how much offensive it is, they do not know it, and they want success. They do not take seriously that it is Krishna's instruction. They take it in, somebody has written allegory.
Mythology. Mythology.
They do not believe there was battle of Kurukshetra and Krishna in his statue. Krishna is God, and they all these things.
At the most, they'll admit Krishna was a great personality.
That's all. All these Chinmayananda and this Vinoba Bhave and Gandhi and Dr. Radha Krishna, all that original, they think.
The evidence is there in the Vedic scriptures. The evidence is there in the Vedic scriptures, but it seems that they've developed this Mayavadi philosophy to the within of Krishna, that Radha Krishna's philosophy. People have come to accept.
Radha Krishna has accepted that it's very difficult to deny the personality of God by reading Bhagavad Gita.
He wrote that?
He tried.
He tried his best, but he tried his best. One after another.
They didn't at all want to serve the purpose of Krishna.
Impersonalist. How God can be person? They compare with themselves. But I am a person, what can I do? How can I create this star? They have perplexity.
So why do they touch Bhagavad Gita then?
Because it is so authorized and popular. They took the advantage of proving their foolish, rascal idea.
Maharishi also did one translation.
First six chapters.
Very nonsense. Talks about Bhagavad Gita as if it were some sort of high school physics course.
Huh?
He speaks of Bhagavad Gita in the terms of physics. Energy is so much nonsense. It's impossible to understand it.
Now they're becoming entrapped as it is.
By your divine grace.
And this is becoming very popular. Therefore, they are perplexed.
Bahulashva Guru goes to the colleges. Bahulashva gives lectures in the colleges, and he hands out Gitas to all the students. And during the lecture, he says, "So turn to page such and such, and you will see where it talks about karma, and then turn to this page," and they're all going through the book. And after the class, he usually sells about 5 books because they are so impressed that someone is so well-versed in the Gita and can explain it so nicely. And they take the book, because they've never seen this before.
Yes. That is it. Murhana vijana thi mame bhav paramakvam.
Sometimes the scholar accused that your translation has a Vaishnav slant. They say, although the translations are slanted towards the devotional side, still it is a very nice book.
That means they have some preconception already. That means they have some preconception already what to expect from Bhagavad Gita. They've been contaminated.
The library party was saying that the library party, one of them was telling me that when they present the scholars, they get the books and they like the layout and the Sanskrit and everything like that, but they're not so keen on the purports because they can't speculate on anything. It's so clear and direct. They've got nothing left to say themselves.
No, we cannot allow any speculation. Just see the audacity. We are speculating on the words of the Supreme Personality. Such rascals. And we have to accept them as authority. Yeah. In Bengal it is called Jatam. Jatam. Just like if a small boy speaks authoritatively before his father or superior, it is called jatam. Mm. What do you call it in English?
Upstart.
Upstart. Impudent. Mm-hmm. All these rascals. It is jatam.
You describe that in the third canon where Vidura was referred to Maitreya by Uddhava, because Uddhava was afraid to speak, although he was qualified. He didn't want to speak while Maitreya was still present, because Maitreya was older.
It's an offense. Marya Davyati Krama. Mm-hmm. Marya Davyati Krama. Is that it?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
You say in the purport that you mentioned that it, for one to speak in the presence of a superior, then that's an offence.
Who is this particular child always crying?
These children, it's the children from the Kami side that make all the noise. Most of our children are all pretty quiet.
This is a devotee.
This is one of the devotees.
Bad speaking. He's always crying.
They could use a gurukul here, I think. Mm-hmm. They could use a gurukul on this island.
I think all of those children in the morning, now they're from the other island.
Many devotees on the island of Maui. Mm-hmm. There are many devotees on the island of Maui, the next island. They don't live in the temple. They also have many children.
Rameshwar said that Jagadish is taking very seriously to expand the Gurukul program.
In Los Angeles, one of the neighboring ladies, Karmi lady, she was passing by and all the Gurukul children were running around outside, and she said, these are the nicest children I've ever seen.
This child is a little disturbed.
Yeah, suffering.
In the temple, no grihastha is allowed. In temple is meant for brahmacharis, sannyasis. Grihasthas may be engaged in worshipping, taking care, managing, but family should be one outside.
Problem is, most of these women with children, they don't have any husbands, unmarried. One woman, she came the other day, she has one child, no husband. She was living here, she was asked to leave because there was no space. Now she's living in the back of a car with her baby. She's living in the back of a car with her baby. She has no blanket even to take care of the child. No husband, just a baby living in the back of a car.
Here?
Nearby. She's coming each morning to your lectures. Many of these women are unmarried. With babies.
This is the social problem. Woman without husband. And how scientific it was that the girl, as soon as he's above 10 years, the father's responsibility, how to get her married. All my sisters are married from 9 to 12 years. And the 12 years was my second sister. She was belated.
Belated?
It was late. Little.
She was old.
12 years.
12 years.
So my mother said to my father that this girl is not being married, I shall commit suicide. This is, I have seen. She was elder than me by 3 years, my second sister. So, then, hastily, somehow or other, she was married. To my brother-in-law, a second wife. Second wife, first wife died. Probably the boys and girls were married earlier. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was married at 17 years old. He married for the second time at the age of 20 years. First wife dead. So formally, this was the practice. Girl, utmost 10 to 12 years, and boy, 16 to 17, or utmost 20.
As soon as your sisters were married, did they remain in the same house, or did they live at the other family's house?
Because she was 12 years old. So after 1 year, because generally in Bengal, 12 to 13 years is the age of puberty. My wife gave birth to first child when she was 14 years. She was married at 11 years old. So anyway, the idea is that it is the father's duty to get the daughter married somehow or other within 13 years.
Before they reach puberty.
This is Vedic system.
It's a very good system.
Not necessarily the boy should be all well equipped, simply to see that he is good health and he can work hard. That is no education, no money, nothing. Then depend on the fate. I am given to a boy who is healthy and he can work hard. Then that person. This is always the principle.
They also used astrology, didn't they?
Yes. my mother's grandfather was very, very rich man. And his daughter was given to a boy whose family was rich, but they became poor. And practically poverty stricken, that boy. So my mother's grandmother preferred that this boy is hardworking, coming from a respectable family, now they have become poor. So he gave her daughter to him. And later on, my mother's grandmother gave him 500 rupees to start some business. So that is at least 150 years ago, my mother's grandmother. So with that 500 rupees, he started a business, and he flourished in such a way that in Calcutta there is a place, it is called Chetla. Chetla. That Chetla, he purchased the whole Chetla. Now there are two big roads. One road is Govinda Chandra Addi Road. That is the husband of my mother's aunt. And another road, Rakhal Chandra Addi, that is my maternal uncle. So with that 500 rupees, he has great fortune. And he had no money. It was given secretly by the mother-in-law that you do something there.
What kind of business did he?
He started business, some lace. Less making. Not very lucrative, but still. So, Indians still believe that that is the verdict of all beliefs. Tanlabhati dukkha vadannata sukham. You cannot create your fortune unless God gives you. But you can make honest effort. Then depend on God. Karmanne vadikarasya vapaleshkada. That is Indian belief. Therefore they did not make too much endeavor. Easy going. But do something. Don't be idle. That is it. So still, there is no problem. A boy is married, and he works honestly. And the wife also works honestly as household. They live peacefully. Not that I must have this comfort, that comfort. That's just like our, that rascal.
Yeah.
Now all this Western wife means they call it white elephant. In India they call
you white women?
White elephant. To maintain, because formerly boys were coming in the Western countries, sometimes they married European wife. And later on, after going back, they found it is a white elephant.
That's great.
White elephant is. And if he cannot maintain properly, then there was divorce.
These women are never satisfied.
Therefore, they found it white elephant. To maintain an elephant white in color.
A white elephant is particularly useless?
Hmm?
A white elephant is more useless than another elephant?
Elephant nobody can maintain. It is very difficult to maintain, and he has to be given 40 kilograms food daily. A kilo, what is that? 40 kilos.
Mm. 100 pounds.
I was just wondering why white.
You have seen elephant?
Yes, in India.
For them, such big chapati is made. See. Whole families wheat flour will be given. And that is also not sufficient. So many chapati. Such big. The only the kings. Now the princely order is finished. Now there is no transaction for elephant, horse, no transaction. Normally there was a market where yearly held horse, elephant, or animals, cows, they are being sold near Patna. Big. Now since last 20 years it is stopped. Nobody is going to purchase horse or elephant.
They can't afford to keep them.
20 is maintaining in this age, that is also scary. And dowry.
They want to do away with that also.
They just sleep. And Krishna's mother was married to Vasudeva. Dowry. So many hundreds of chariots, so many horses, so many elephants. No one in Mexico will be able to keep them. Apart from ornament, jewelry, sari to the girl, and these things were also given. Royal family. Then, if you can maintain, then it's royal family. Otherwise, what is it? Right. If he maintains only tin car. This is a tin car, canister. As soon as it is stuck up, he has got experience. Tin car. Very elegant.
If the president just takes a little bit of money, they kick him out. If the president just takes a little bit of money, they kick him out immediately.
President?
If the president of the United States, if he tries to use his position for a little bit of a kingly enjoyment, then they just kick him out. Because he's not really
king. Doing that. They're giving so many women. At least that's Kennedy's report.
That's been exposed.
And this Nixon was also been there. They take advantage.
There seems to be no solution though, because in the Western society there's no protection offered by parents. So these people are coming to become devotees, so what do we do? How can we arrange our society? This is always a point of discussion.
We have to maintain them. We have come to Krishna. How can we be free? Some arrangement may be made. Government must help. Approach government. This unprotected girls But then,
That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do.
The welfare society, then it must pray. How we can maintain? But we cannot improve there. But are they not getting welfare? Some money. Some of them.
With children, they usually get welfare.
So that money they're giving to the society.
Usually they keep it for their apartment and food. It is not so much money, it is just enough for them to maintain.
And if they do not take prasadam in the temple.
Depends on where it is. Depends on the location. In Los Angeles, the householders get food stamps from the government and they purchase their food like that. And
they're not really trained up though. For Gimna, you know, he's a little bit sick. So some of the girls, they were wanting to help him at Kusa. So they had some food stamps. So they went out and bought the most nonsensical medicines. They went out and bought the most nonsensical modern medicines, chlorophyll and so many things like this. And the price was $22. They bought with food stamps. Rather, they could have bought so many things for offering to the deities. Even the food stamps can be used for no management.
So, this is a problem to maintain this husbandless woman.
Oh, yes.
And also divorce.
Many of the grihasthas at least are doing sankirtan. Many of the grihasthas are doing sankirtan. Going out and distributing books, preaching.
They're giving some service.
Yes.
That is one thing. Just see the foolish law that there is no sufficient boys to keep a wife at least. And they have made laws.
One way.
One way. Why one way?
In this philosophy of democracy, there's not supposed to be any discrimination. They would say that this is discrimination against women. Because in the Western countries, actually the women have this concept that they're just as good as men. They're thinking like that. And the men are thinking also, the women are probably just as good.
Then why is that difficult? Without husband.
The women argue that the men are also in difficulty.
But they like that. This neglected position, lying down at the back of the car without any husband, without any provision. They like it.
These white elephants are very crazy.
If they like it, they'll let them be like it.
Western women are... They have no training at all.
They say that because they have been trained in the past that they are less intelligent and that they are weaker. Therefore, it has ruined them in their older age. They have to defeat all this.
They have to prove their independence by living without man's protection.
They cannot appreciate that.
Man's protection? Not so much anymore. There's a whole current of thought with this women's liberation.
There's no protection anyway.
Yeah, the men run off anyway.
They're in one sense they are right, because the men do not protect them. They exploit them for sex life. So that is one reason why they are becoming successful in the philosophy.
There is reason that the man does not marry, because there are so many implications.
But by nature's way, women like to be protected.
Yeah. Therefore called Shami. Shami, husband is called Shami, means protect. Where is God?
That side, next door.
You find that in our society, practically none of the brahmacharis want to get married because they see that the women are not so chaste.
That is the cycle.
That
is the cycle, Arjun.
Oh.
They know that the girl whom I am going to marry, she will never be faithful. That is the impression. So how shall I marry? Take charge. I know in beginning 1965, one carpenter boy, he was coming to me. He gave me some benches in the second hand. So I asked him, why don't you get yourself married? Because I did not know. So he said, Swamiji, I know that I will not get a faithful chaste wife. He said. Then I could understand the psychology why the wife do not let me. No husband wants an unchaste, unfaithful wife. There is a shock to him. And here you have to allow the wife to go with him. With my friend, we cannot object.
Wife to go?
With
her friend.
To go out with her friends. Just do whatever she likes.
Oh, in the Western countries.
I saw that John Lennon, he was maintaining her former husband or friend. The wife's name is Yoko
Ono.
She already had a friend, and John Lennon wanted her.
So he took him also?
Yeah. And he was working as his garden manager. Now that boy has kidnapped the girl, not the daughter. And he has went there. And now John has got after him.
They've split now anyway.
Huh?
They've split up now anyway.
He wrote one song, that John Lennon.
Huh?
Very blasphemous.
Huh?
He wrote one song on a record album. It was called God is a Symbol. And he mentioned George. He said, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in Gita. What has Krishna got on you, George? Like this. And he went on, at the end he says, all I believe is in Yoko and me, that's reality.
He put all these things that he don't believe in. I don't believe in heaven, I don't believe in Krishna, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that.
And just Yoko
and me. Just Yoko,
who cares for you?
That's what I thought when I read it. I thought, well, who cares for him anyway? All these things are going on.
Another one of them said, Hare Krishna doesn't have anything on me.
He said.
I think it was Paul that said that, right?
No, it was John. It was
John.
Creep. Creep.
Rascal.
Actually, they were very low-class people. They came from Liverpool. Low-class.
Everybody's low-class.
Yeah, low-class. But they're quality. Simply they got some money and became respected. And everywhere, money is everything. Mm-hmm. Only on account of the other what qualifications they were. George, suppose, he has got some money. But he has got qualifications and he has done something for this.
Mm-hmm.
He has taken. I asked him, first of all, $19,000 for paying the bill of this one. And he paid. You know that?
Oh, yes. In America, for a long time, when we would distribute the books, we would say, George Harrison paid for this, and immediately they would take it.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, mm-hmm.
On the strength of that forward that he put in the inside cover, that must have sold hundreds of thousands of books just by showing them that.
Yes, I asked him to like, and I have acknowledged his money.
Yes.
Yes.
We show that to people when we distribute the book. We say, see, here the author is thanking George Harrison for the money. He has paid for it. And they go, uh-huh. And they buy the book.
That is a good boy.
Srila Prabhupada, when Lord Nrisinghadev appeared, did he appear in India? Or was it Indra Loka?
It describes in the Bhagavatam that Hiranyakashipu was seated in the throne of Indra, in Indra's palace. So then we were wondering, well, what, did Lord Nrisinghadeva appear on the planet Earth, or was it in Indra Loka?
It was not in this planet, so far on. We are not concerned about the history, we are concerned about the Pascal.
Lord Nrisinghadeva is very popular in the West. When people hear about him, because in the West everyone is brought up with so many violent stories, so when they hear the story of Lord Nrisinghadeva, they become very attracted.
And everyone's father is a great demon also.
Oh, why not publish a chapter from Bhagavad. I think seventh canto is full of balas.
Yes.
We actually did that one time. We published the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, a little pamphlet. That was very popular.
We are not printing now?
No, we have not printed it for many years. We can print it again if you like.
I think the seventh canto will be very popular. That can be reprinted.
There's so many violent stories in the Bhagavatam.
Seventh canto.
There's so many descriptions of fighting in the Bhagavatam, and they by far excel anything that the mundaners can even conceive of, like where Jarasandha gets torn in half, or where his army was defeated, and describes how the bodies were floating like
and
islands.
Krishna killing so many demons from Vrindavan.
Yes. They can't conceive of anything like that at all. It's amazing to them.
Their idea is God cannot kill anyone, no?
If he's
is
God.
The idea.
Yeah.
They have a materialistic conception of goodness.
When we used to distribute the Bhaktigata magazine that had Balaram killing Pralam Basara on the back cover, the black people would ask why the white person is killing the black one. So it was very difficult to sell that magazine to black people.
You are saying black Krishna. Why did you not say? Black is not neglected. We worship this is our identity, black Krishna.
You're actually the best book distributor. You are the best book distributor. You know all the good lines. The sign on the front of the press is ordered now. They have ordered the sign for the front of the press with your name, and we're going to try our best to have it up by the time you get there. Generally it takes 1 month for them to carve the letters, but we'll try to have it up when you get there. Ramachar said he's very, very sorry that when you originally told him about the sign, he had already purchased the other letters, and he did not want to displease you by by spending more money. And he's very sorry. He has immediately ordered the letters for your name.
2 years ago, he said that it should be sent.
Actually, the devotees of the press, it is wonderful how dedicated they are. Whenever a book is coming out, I give an istagosti and I tell them that Srila Prabhupada is desiring very much to have this book out, and they will do anything. They'll stay up all night.
One girl wrote some article.
In the Bhakti Godhead. It was a one-page article with a girl that joined.
She's working still.
Yes, she was. I went to Princeton University Press to study some of their methods.
Yes, young Danny got.
Yes, unfortunately, and she was there. She was the type composer,
and there was still with us.
Oh yes, she is transcribing Jayavedis and Hayagrivas tapes, the editorial tapes. She will work all day, all night, also whenever is necessary.
Married? No.
No. Very, very few devotees get married now. It is very, very rare.
If one is fully Krishna conscious, this marriage problem does not disturb.
We're too busy to get married. No time.
Brahmachari. Man can remain without sex. It is not very difficult, but woman. Man can be trained. He can remain throughout the whole life without sex. But it is little difficult unless they are given special protection. Special protection means strictly not to intermingle with anyone. That is not possible in India. Otherwise, she can remain brahmacharini under the protection of elder brother, father, mother, not to allow strict mix freely to inquire.
In this country, if they're left under the protection of their father and mother, then their father and mother will order them to have sex life.
They make girl prostitute to bring money. I've got experience. They do not like their young girl to marry. Better find out boys and bring money. And once woman is tender to prostitution, she will never become faithful to her. It is impossible. She is spoiled.
In America, if a woman is not like a prostitute, then she is ridiculed. All her friends ridicule her. Most of the degradation actually occurs in schools. When you go to school, the grade school, the elementary school, and the high school, and then college, this is where you learn all of the sex life, all the intoxication. This is where you learn it. You learn it from the other children. Actually, that's the source of all the degradation. The meat eating is taught by the parents, but everything else in school.
Not only parents, and in school they distribute contraceptive ingredients, tablets. In India, it is also different.
In movie screens also, cinemas. Cinemas. They see all the things going on in the cinema screen.
And the filthy literatures also.
And literature?
Filthy literatures.
Magazines.
Everywhere.
Any news engine sells pornographic literature. Any news engine.
In a large city, it's actually not possible to walk down a main street without seeing magazines with naked women. Everywhere, that's all they have.
Even the advertisements for so-called respectable goods now, they also feature naked women and so many things. It's just not possible in the West to avoid it.
Not only that, our public is still very embracing kissing.
In India, you don't even see that at all. It's very nice. Even now. In fact, in places like Mayapur and Vrindavan, you won't even see a husband and wife walking together. That's very unusual.
There's not so much emphasis on sex life there. Western society is all sex life. They were even making surveys that they think that people would work harder if instead of having a lunch break, they would have a sex break. So the husband and wife during lunch hour, they could have sex life and go back to work again. This is public news. You remember that?
Even in the prisons, they allow the wives of the prisoners to come and stay for the weekend at the jails. They were doing that program in England because the men were complaining, they were becoming agitated, no sex life. They're prisoners, criminals, so they were allowing their wives to come.
And he has no wife.
They become homosexuals also.
Yeah.
Prison's very bad. Big problems.
One devotee went to prison and they had to give him a special place just so he would not be attacked by other men for sex life. This was 3 years ago. Yes, he did not want it, so that he did not want to be homosexual, so they had to put him in a place where there were no other men because practically all of them were like that. They become so insane at their sex life. He escaped from prison though. He jumped over the wall and for 3 days he went through the mountains with no food and he escaped. Then he went to India.
He escaped how?
He jumped over the wall of the prison. Krishna empowered him. I sent books to the prison chaplain, Krishna books, so the prison chaplain would give it to him. But they came back in the mail and said, cannot deliver, the prisoner has escaped.
He did some service.
The chaplain?
No, he distributed some book.
No, this boy.
What was he? He was a devotee?
Vidura. His name was Vidura. I have not heard of him many years. Maybe he left. But he was a...
Vidura, I think. He didn't been down.
No. Not sure.
He's a thin boy. Blonde hair. I have not seen him
in wasn't there when I was there. Mm-hmm. He wasn't there when I was there.
I had the name. So he has gone to India?
When he first escaped from prison, he went to India. This was around 2 or 3 years ago. Then no one heard of him after that. He did not send any letters to avoid being caught.
Jumped over the wall?
Yes. He jumped over the wall, then he went through the mountains of Pennsylvania to escape. He had his striped prison suit on. And they give a striped suit in the prison. And all the neighboring towns, they tell the people if they see anyone like that, then they'll give a big reward. So he was very frightened. He was walking through towns with his striped suit and people were seeing him.
Sultan Goswami did.
Yeah.
He also didn't want to go on the main road. He walked through jungles.
He could not jump over. He paid for it. But all money he had, he paid. But he did all this for Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Yeah, he died.
those days it is unique.
Unique?
How he arranged for getting free from prison.
It wasn't a very common thing to bribe the jailer. Wasn't that a very common thing to bribe the jailer?
He had money, he bribed, but who has money?
It was from his brother? It was Rupa Goswami's money?
Yes.
Rupa Goswami left 1/4 for family expenditure.
Fifty percent for Krishna, 25% for family, and 25% for personal imagination.
I remember when I joined the temple, I gave all my money to the temple, and then my parents found out, one friend told them. So they wrote a letter demanding to know why I hadn't sent them the money.
The 1/4.
No, not the 1/4. They wanted to know why I'd given all the money to the temple. They said you could have given it to your brother, or you've just got married, or you could have given it to us, or like this. They were very upset.
When what?
No, they're in England.
Oh.
I joined them.
England? You gave to our temple?
No, I joined in Sydney. So I gave to the temple in Sydney.
I remember we were speaking in India. Did you want to use the ticket for in the afternoon? I don't know. Because I